This is Ozarks at Large. We have made it to September, and to help us make it into September is Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello. So August, that sort of...
August is so last month.
So 12 hours
so
ago.
Last night.
Yeah. Your launch in September... Theater Squared gets ready.
Tonight is preview night for Theater Squared and Boing Boing, their first show of the season. This is the kind of wonderful kickoff comedic farce that you just love to begin the season with. So that's Boing Boing. It's a story about an architect who has three fiancés. Mm-hmm. And the reason he can make this work is because they're all flight attendants and they all have different schedules.
And the Boing Boing, if you haven't seen it spelled out, comes from the manufacturer of planes.
Exactly. So it's not bounce, bounce, it's plane, plane.
But it is right? Sort of double entendre.
Exactly.
In that 1960s sort of way. Mm-hmm. I drove by Nadine Baum Studios the past couple of days, and where there used to be a banner that said Boing Boing, it looked like there's a neon permanent sign going up for Theater Square.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. We're putting up an actual permanent sign up there that is beautiful and designed, and it's backlit, so at night you'll be able to see it. And so that will be there all the time, and then you'll get to see the banner that shows you what is the individual show. But it's really fun and exciting, and one of those little details that kind of says Theater Squared is here to stay.
Yeah, just another little note of permanence. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I do too, and we're pretty excited about it because it's also going to bring more visibility to that building and hopefully draw your eye down there to go, hey, what's going on down there? Because there's all kinds of activity in those buildings back there that I think if you aren't paying attention, you might miss them.
Photography, pottery, all sorts of things happening.
Absolutely. But also all the neighbor buildings, the restaurants, clubs, and the shopping.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of cool stuff happening down there, and it's always great when you can find another way to draw people down that street.
And then if you head north on Gregg Street a little bit, you get to the Amp.
Yes, you do. Just a little bit north.
Yes.
you do get to the Amp. And so Friday night at 7:30, we have the Charlie Daniels Band. And he will be supported by two different opening groups, Mountain Sprout and Amanda Kramer. And going to be a fun concert.
That magician that's coming.
Yes.
The Australian magician who hates rabbits.
Yeah. I don't think he hates rabbits. No.
Right.
I don't want any animal people mad at me. But what he tries to do is he wants to be hip and fun. And so rabbits are kind of a metaphor for, a magician always pulls a rabbit out of the hat. But the thing I learned about him today that I found really funny was when he was young, I think he officially started to learn magic at the age of like 12 or 14, and he thought he was learning from a magician. Mm-hmm. Turns out he was learning from a card shark, but he was learning how to, deal from the bottom of the deck and all the tricks of a con man card shark.
Yeah.
And then he kind of went, oops, that's not exactly magic. But
in a way,
pretty good
sleight of hand.
Pretty good basis of skills to take you into learning the actual magician tricks. But I also heard him called the Wizard of Oz, which I thought was pretty funny because he's from Australia.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was a great moniker for him. So he will perform on Friday, the 16th of September. That is in Star Theater, and it's selling really well. So if you want to come, I would get your tickets soon. Because
he's doing one show?
Just the one show in Star Theater on the 16th. And then a couple days later, we will kick off Sona's first concert of their five-show season. This is their Masterworks concert on Monday the 19th. And three pieces plus other little surprises will be peppered in there. We'll have the Overture to Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. We will have a cello concerto by Elgar, played by a fabulous up-and-coming new musician on cello, obviously. And then we will have Tchaikovsky's symphony, the last one of his career, the Pathetique Symphony. And we know the Marriage of Figaro, and most people will recognize the sounds from Tchaikovsky's last symphony, but I didn't know anything about this middle piece. And the way I heard it described was it's very stately. It has that sort of pomp and circumstance feel to it, because I believe Elgar is the same composer who wrote Pomp and Circumstance.
I should know that, but I don't know.
That piece that you hear at graduation. So I'm pretty excited. And it sounds like the young man who's going to play this is you know, he's in his early 20s and he's probably an incredible prodigy, and it's going to be great.
If you're only half excited, can you have pomp without circumstance, or do they have to come together? I don't know.
I don't think they work nearly as well without each other.
Exactly. But Sona, and this is the opening of the first full season. They had the St. Patrick's Day mm-hmm. concert in the spring, but this opens up the whole season.
Yeah, this is their first full season after rebranding and getting a new music director and re-auditioning and bringing in a whole new crop of musicians. Their concert back in March was great, and it was the first time the community had seen Paul Haas, mm-hmm. who's the new music director, and he's just fantastic. He's trying to consciously bring classical music to a more interesting and exciting place for more people, which you can't argue with that. That's really great. But he has an enthusiasm and an energy and a desire to surprise you and tease you a little bit. And so that first concert back in March was awesome. And now it's just even more exciting that they're going to begin a full season. So they'll have one concert in September, they'll do a Christmas show, and then they'll do three more concerts in the spring. So that's a full five show season, which is a great thing for a relatively new symphony to be able to do.
I asked you about going back to school. Public schools have been going for a couple, 2.5 weeks in Arkansas. Have you had students yet coming through Walton Arts Center? Are they still
not yet
getting their bearings at school?
Yeah, they're still getting back to, you know, back to figuring out what a classroom is and how to behave in it, you know. But we will have them coming through in October and November for a whole bunch of matinee performances in the theater. But what is fun right now is the Digging Up Arkansas crew is back in our theater and they're rehearsing, because they are about to go out on their second or third, but they're about to go out and take the show out into the schools again. And it's just so much fun to watch them come back, because they've been working on this for years now. And this play, which is an original play written to help teachers teach Arkansas history, has very much served what it's supposed to do. Like, it has definitely helped these teachers make these connections. And what is happening this fall is we have a program at Walton Arts Center called 100% Schools, where if a school district or a school itself commits to bringing every elementary school kid to us, they will get a series of other bonuses. It's a wonderful thing to keep the arts in their education.
I know Fayetteville School District in the past has been a 100%. Mm-hmm. Siloam Springs, I think?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we're working on – and then there's other individual schools.
Oh, sure.
Some districts have agreed to be 100%, like Fayetteville and Siloam, and other individual schools throughout the region have become 100% as well. We're really grateful to those teachers and those principals and those administrators who have chosen to do that, because it's not an easy thing these days.
All right. Any information about what we've talked about, waltonartscenter.org.
443-5600 for tickets. Also, come down and visit us at the box office. Check out the exhibition in the gallery. But everything we just talked about, including information about the Digging Up Arkansas, can be found on our website, which is waltonartscenter.org.
All right, Jody. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.